The airplane ride this week was a critical part of Don Nice's process. Getting up above the horizon gives him a landscape perspective that's unavailable nearer to the ground.
I wanted to look down, and I wanted to get a direct experience of taking my hand and making a drawing based on my observations. And the great thing was that the airplane, I'd have my piece of graphite on the paper, and we'd hit an air pocket, and there are my mountains.
He laughs, but then explains how, over time, landscape artists have often sought the highest point they could to paint or sketch. It was an effort to move the horizon further up the paper. The result is less sky and more landscape. Indeed, in the paintings Nice was working on yesterday when we spoke near the Frying Pan River, the mountains pushed up to the top edge of his paper.
An artist is a person who goes out and sits and looks, and spending a lot of time looking and a lot of time absorbing. And when you look is one thing. If you're out there long enough, you start to see.
Nice's work over the years has been about his environment. He studied art at the University of Southern California, and he has a master's in art from Yale. But he credits his years of study in Italy and France for allowing him to get past looking and to begin seeing. His paintings in France and Italy were abstract, but by the 1960s he was recognized as part of what were called the New Realists. His paintings of everyday objects suggest his contemporary Andy Warhol, whom he knew. But the paintings are softer. If it was his pop art period, Nice's renderings of cigarette packs, beer cans, and Coke bottles were more restrained, and they hint at the work that he would make later. Nice began to focus on the external environment, painting animals, insects, and then landscapes.
You know, the eye is like a camera. The eye takes pictures. And the way you get space in pictures is to make various elements as you go from large to small. When you look, that's what happens. If you look at something and you start to see it, it becomes another dimension. It goes directly to your soul. Goes directly to your soul and to your heart.
Nice is 81 years old. His works are in permanent collections around the world, among them MoMA and the Whitney in New York, the Arnhems Museum in Holland, and the National Museum of Art in Canberra, Australia. He says his muse has always been nature, along with the many animals that inhabit his work are rivers. He lives on the Hudson River and has painted many miles of its flow. Western rivers like the Roaring Fork and the Frying Pan he's been painting this week are, he says, not really different. His concentration is on the water.
You look out there and there's the water. We can hear it. Guess where that's going? To the ocean. When it gets to the ocean, guess where it goes? It goes up and it comes around and guess what? It comes back down again. And I was sitting out here the other night just having a cigar and looking and I suddenly realized that if I sat here long enough, that I may be able to see the same particles of water that go down and make the complete circle and come back through again, you know.
He says his artwork is about working with and saving the natural environment. Nice's paintings from this week will be on exhibition, and there is a book chronicling his life's work that will accompany the watercolors. For Aspen Public Radio News, I'm Roger Adams.